Algoma Public Health, APH, says the additional measures put in place to slow the rise in COVID-19 cases are being implemented in order to avoid more restrictive measures leading up to the holiday season. On Monday, the health unit announced three measures for slowing the spread of COVID-19 as the public health region grapples with one of the highest rates of transmission in the province. Legally ordering anyone in Algoma who has confirmed or suspected COVID-19 infection, or who is identified as a close contact, to follow isolation requirements and other public health direction, requiring Sault Ste. Marie businesses and organizations to reinstate recently lifted provincial capacity limits and physical distancing requirements, and strengthening masking requirements both indoors and outdoors, requiring anyone aged 12 years and older in Algoma to provide proof of identification and vaccination if they are entering an indoor facility to actively participate in, coach, officiate, volunteer, or spectate at an organized sport. There are currently 168 active cases in the region, with a transmission rate of 121.5 per 100,000 people from November 8 to 14. With the sheer numbers that we're accumulating, we are now reaching our capacity to be able to, in a timely way, notify cases and contacts. And even more worrisome is that our hospitalizations have increased, so that is what we're definitely trying to avoid, said Dr. Jennifer Liu, Medical Officer of Health for APH. We do not want our local hospital to be overwhelmed and for all the beds to fill up, because it is winter time, it's a busy time for the hospital as it is, and people who are sick, and required to go to hospital, whether it's from a heart attack or from influenza, infection or cancer, may need care. We cannot overwhelm the hospital to the point where people aren't able to get the care that they need. On top of the recently announced measures, which included going back to the capacity limits lifted by the province last month, Liu was asking the public to pitch in and do its part, which includes postponing non-essential gatherings and getting the required immunizations and booster shots. Dr. Liu notes that people who are 70 plus and received their second dose over 6 months ago are now eligible for the booster shots. According to provincial data, 86% of eligible people in the Algoma Health Unit were considered fully vaccinated as of Monday. If you're sick, even if it's mild symptoms, please stay home and isolate away from others, even if you've gotten the vaccine. The vaccine protects us from severe disease very well, but people who are vaccinated can still get infected and spread the infection to others. And what we don't want is someone who is unimmunized or someone with underlying health conditions to get the virus and then get really ill and require hospital care, said Liu. So stay home if you're sick, and at this point, cut back on unnecessary activities where you have unmasked, face-to-face close contact with people you don't live with. Sault Area Hospital, SAH, closed its doors to visitors last week in response to the spike in COVID-19 cases locally. SAH spokesperson Brandy Sharp-Young says the hospital currently has 16 patients admitted with COVID-19, with one patient admitted to the intensive care unit. It is very common to see increased patient volumes this time of year. In addition, we have seen an increase in COVID-19 cases in the community, which has resulted in higher than usual COVID-19 hospital admissions, said Sharp-Young in an email to Sue Today Tuesday. With higher daily case counts and community spread, SAH decided to close the hospital to visitors in order to keep patients, healthcare workers and the community safe. At this time, our occupancy remains stable. The hospital says urgent surgeries and procedures will continue. Although some elective procedures have been rescheduled, Sharp-Young says SAH has yet to cancel an elective surgery. But Sault Area Hospital CEO Isla Watson told the Canadian Press that the surge in hospital admissions that's anticipated to continue may lead to the cancellation of elective surgeries and procedures. Our teams review the activity within the hospital each day to consider if there is an opportunity to reduce the volume of activity with the utmost considerations for ensuring patient-centered care, said Sharp-Young. Additionally, we may reschedule in-person visits to virtual or phone visits or reschedule in-person visits to a later date. Although staffing levels at the hospital remain stable, SAH has had to increase staffing levels at its COVID-19 assessment center and at appointment times in order to accommodate more patients as appointment slots fill up by midday. The hospital is encouraging people to book appointments online if possible. Test results can also be accessed online. COVID-19 cases continue to grow in our community, The public is reminded to come to the emergency department if you have a life-threatening illness or injury. Do not delay seeking care, said Sharp Young. If you have a minor health problem, you may consider contacting your family physician or accessing other community health clinics. With files from the Canadian Press.